The Guardian.
Well, I came to Geneva in July of 2001 for the G8 summit here, working as a NUJ journalist, partially working for the BBC, partially working for Indy Media. I was very interested in the Kyoto 1 treaty at the time and what the G8 would do about that. And basically, I had a desk at Diaz Pascoli, which is on the eastern side of Geneva. And to cut a long story short, about 10 to midnight on July the 21st, over 300 police came steaming in and raided the Diaz school complex. And there's two schools there, Diaz Pascoli and Diaz Pertini. What happened to me, there were seven attempted murders in Diaz Pertini by the Cantarini's men. My injuries were a broken left hand, eight broken left ribs, my lung was shredded, my spine was damaged, I lost 16 of my teeth and I was put into a coma for 2 days.
We learned this week, Mark, that 15 Italian police officers who received jail sentences, but none of them will actually serve a prison term. What's your reaction to this week's sentencing?
Absolutely horrified. A lot of us here are very shocked by this, but it's always been a tactic by the defence lawyers to lengthen out the trial as long as possible to reach the statute limitations. But we're not downhearted because Bolsonaro will transfer to the European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg now. We intend to take the case out of Italy because we cannot get justice here.
What would you like to see happen?
Well, I mean, one of the things that bad news about the verdict is that Italy has no law of torture. So there's pretty much immunity for Italian police to do what they like in this country. And one of the positive legacies we'd like to leave behind is a new torture law to help the Italian people so the police can, you know, they won't be able to do what they did to us at Diaz and at Bolzaneto. What we've got is 15 convictions. The other things that we're after is a Diaz parliamentary inquiry so we can attempt to put some of the politicians on trial. It wasn't just a few hippies being slapped around. Like I say, it's very difficult now with a new Berlusconi government in power. There's very little democracy here, so we're looking towards the European Union to help us at the moment.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.